Thank you for tuning in to Treasures at Tea Time on 89.1 FM. My name is Debbie Graham, and welcome to the program. Let me introduce you to the Spring Feast of the Lord. God is inviting us to His table. Our Father is giving us a banquet, and we are all welcome. Beloved, let's find God's heart in these feasts and be nourished with the Word of sharing a meal with Him during the Lord's appointed times.
Blessed are they who walk in the ways of the Lord. Happy are they who walk in the ways of the Lord.
Welcome to the Feast of Weeks in Pentecost, also known as the Feast of the Harvest, or in Hebrew called the Shavuot, in the month of Sivan, in the year 5785 on the Jewish calendar. The timing of this feast is 49 days plus one to make 50 days after Passover. The Jewish people know it as the Omer, counting of the days, 7 times 7. The timing of this feast brings the wheat harvest, the bread of prosperity, nourishment, and valued grain. The Lord greatly looks forward to these days as a sweet time of intimate fellowship. Each spring feast was designed by God to enact the living parable of Messiah's future entrance into history. The Messiah came as a teacher, the breathing Torah, the Passover lamb. Today, I'm going to sandwich the feast with two pieces of bread and a filling. Or you may say, a beginning, a middle, and a conclusion. What a great time to visit Israel and book a tour during the annual feasts. During the Feast of Weeks and Pentecost, the scroll is opened to the Ten Commandments. The entire book of Ruth is read, and they review Jesus' return to heaven from Acts chapter 1 and 2. This is a marriage of the Word and the Spirit, woven in time and in our hearts. I was truly nourished with the Word of God. They also listen to the songs of ascent. Feel the power and the heart of God as the Israelis journeyed for 3 months and rested at Mount Sinai. It was there, at Mount Sinai, that they received the laws, the tablets of stone that was directly revealed to Moses from God. Mount Sinai is also known as the Mountain of Moses. The Jewish people consider the Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, to be the anniversary of the giving of the law. The Israeli people were free from Egypt, but a nation without God's law is really not a free nation. Moses meets God on the mountain, fire and smoke like the rumbling of a volcano. Heaven meets earth. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice.
Souls, you gave us your word engraved in stone, a covenant love we call our own.
Mount Sinai sky was completely in smoke because Yahuwah descended upon it in fire.
Fire on the mountain, fire in my heart, your Torah written deep inside, never to
Let's move to the book of Ruth, where we find loving kindness in the basket of gleaning. The Lord's heart is for the hungry. Loving kindness from the Lord was first mentioned in Leviticus 23:22. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not fully reap to the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them there for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. This is a loving kindness from the Lord to the less fortunate. It was a loving kindness from Ruth to Naomi, a loving kindness from the Gentile to the Israeli, a loving kindness from Boaz to Ruth, and a loving kindness from Israel to the Gentile. The Lord was speaking of future days to come in the Feast of the Weeks. This love from the Lord is the Shavuot, is for the reaping abundantly with joy at my generosity. Ruth blossoms and blooms in the field of generosity, in the field of grace. What is in Ruth's love basket? Ruth had a love in her heart for the hurting. She was tender-hearted. The Lord searches the heart, and He found in Ruth's heart love, faithfulness, and compassion. Naomi and Ruth cling to each other. Naomi urges her to stay in her homeland. Dear Naomi, don't urge me to go with you, for where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your God will be my God. The Lord had so much waiting for them. Ruth and Naomi arrived back in Israel the day, the very first day of the harvest. Boaz hears of his kinsman Naomi and her Moabite daughter-in-law Ruth. In times of trouble, the Lord answers your cry. The Lord hears the cry of His people. Boaz approaches Ruth, who is gleaning in his field, and shows favor to her. She is to glean only in his field, and has his field hands leave extra for her to glean and take back to Naomi. Ruth's hard work, and she knew it was hard work, but it was lightened by Boaz's generosity. Her and Naomi will now have provisions for the winter months. Dear hearts, what is the Lord speaking? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Is Boaz's heart being enlightened and open? Is Naomi's heart starting to heal? Is Ruth seeing the generous hand of the Lord's provision? Ruth is being looked after. She is living in the loving kindness of the Lord and of Boaz. Naomi is gleaning from this amazing love and bountiful harvest. Ruth knows that she is the most unqualified woman in Bethlehem, a Canaanite, a nobody. Yet the Lord chose her for Boaz. The Lord imparted Ruth all the way from Moab as if she was ivory from the distant shores of Egypt. As it turns out, Boaz needs Ruth as much as Ruth needs Boaz. Naomi, the matchmaker, is home grinding her wheat and baking bread for the wedding day that is sure to come. Let us join in the wedding festivities and try some delicious bread.
Wherever you go, there you will find me. Wherever you lodge, that is my home. Wherever you die, there I'll be buried. Your people are mine.
Listeners, we have come back to where we started, the Feast of Weeks and Pentecost. When Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. They gathered in the upper room where they had a meeting, and this was the day of Pentecost. They were all in one accord, in one place. The spark of the Shekinah glory entered the upper room, and suddenly there came a sound of a rushing wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat on each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Fire in my heart.
Your voice like fire, calling our souls. You gave us your word engraved in stone, a covenant love we call our own.
Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because Yahuwah descended upon it in fire.
Delight to be your host today on Treasures at Tea Time. Shalom, my friends, and please tune in again to hear more of the Lord's feasts or my appointed times and learn what's in God's heart as He defined these times and seasons.
You poured out your spirit like mighty. As of fire, and they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. From Sinai to Zion, you call us still to love and obey, to walk in your
by my spirit, says Yah of hosts. Together, holy.